say at the top of the show, Yorkshire football discuss. There was a reason for that. Let's delve into it, shall we? Sheffield, of course, is the home of football. It has played a significant part in the codification of rules of football, etc. And we all love talking about and celebrating Sheffield Club and Hallam FC, etc., for their roles in the history of football. Across Yorkshire, there are some wonderful football rivalries, of course, one of which is on the horizon, Friday night, Leeds against the Blades. Well, much and indeed a lot of that has been detailed in a new book, Yorkshire Turf Wars. Its author is Steve Tong, joins us now. Evening, Steve.
Hello, Andy.
Welcome to the programme. So, who's this book aimed at?
Well, I was originally told by the publishers that books about individual football clubs were more popular than more general ones. But this is now the fourth in the series, so they must have thought the other three have worked quite well. It covers all the major clubs in Yorkshire, as well as separate sections on non-league as well. And it's not just a chapter on United and then a chapter on Wednesday and then a chapter on Leeds and so on. It's done chronologically so that a lot of the rivalries can be linked together through time right from the start from Sheffield FC, as you mentioned. So I hope that anyone who's interested in any of the clubs in Yorkshire will find something of interest. There's an index which runs to an awful lot of clubs if you include all the smaller non-league clubs. It starts with Attercliffe and it finishes with Zulus, who are a rather odd club called Zulus, just below Yorkshire Amateur in the index. There's an awful lot of clubs there, so I hope that anyone who's interested in football in the county will find something of interest there.
So, yes, fourth on the list, as it were. So you've done books on the London area, the Lancashire area, and the West Midlands area. Have you found any nuances about the football clubs in this patch that maybe set them aside, upper or lower, I suppose, than teams in other parts of the country?
Well, there are local rivalries, obviously, as in all the other areas. I think one of the main things about Yorkshire and Sheffield in particular is the ups and downs. Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday between them have had around 50 promotions or relegations. And when I first became old enough to look at football league tables and things, which is, I'm afraid to say, the late 1950s, even I knew that Sheffield Wednesday were regarded as a yo-yo club even in those days. The 50s in particular, United and Wednesday went up and down, up and down. Much more recently, of course, you've had the amazing record of Rotherham, who I just heard you talking about on the programme. And Rotherham and Hull, as it happens, are not far short of the Sheffield clubs. The two Sheffield clubs are among the eight clubs in the whole country who've had the most promotions and relegations. So you've had these wonderful ups and downs. What I like about the Sheffield derby in particular is that despite the fact that they go up and down and they miss each other from time to time, or one, the Blades drop right down to the fourth division, or then they meet in the third division and then they're in the Premier League together, they have generally been around the same sort of level. And the fact, of course, that is reflected in the wins and draws between them, which are extremely close, as are indeed the games themselves. So I found that United Wednesday really is one of the great rivalries.
We like to think in Yorkshire, and I'm perhaps duty-bound to say North Derbyshire as well, that football matters a bit more in this part of the world because, by and large, you know, they are working-class areas. As someone that's covered, you know, the other or some of the other hotbeds in the country, is that a fair assumption?
Yes, I mean, the cliche hotbed really is most often applied, I think, to the northeast of England, to be fair. And yeah, as you know, they take it very seriously up there. there. They might argue with you in Merseyside.
Or Manchester. Let them do it. Let them do it.
Yes, well, they will. But no, one of the things I was going to say was that there are other places, and people have said this to me about Sheffield, that if there are other places where the rivalry really is underrated by people from outside, and I'm sure that does apply to Sheffield.
100%.
And even somewhere like Bristol, anybody who's experienced football in Bristol will know, for instance, that City and Rovers really don't like each other very much. The difference being that, unlike Sheffield, as I was just saying, City have tended generally to be a bit higher up than Rovers, and so they haven't met that tremendous number of times. But with the combination of the derby there and the fact that you've got Leeds as well as a third big club, funnily enough, what I've found is in a lot of these places, there are tend to be three big clubs. I mean, I the very first book I did in London, I pointed out that Arsenal, Chelsea and Spurs were the three big clubs in London round about 1920. And 100 years later, when the book came out, they were still the three big clubs. And somewhere like West Ham are still attempting to become the fourth club. So whereas Huddersfield, for instance, have had a terrific historical period themselves way back in the 1920s, you can see the two Sheffield clubs and Leeds as the big three in Yorkshire, which makes all those derbies all the more interesting. And Friday's game in particular, as you can say, I'm sure very much anticipated.
Yeah, very much so. There's something about matches from this part of the world, and look, Bradford and Huddersfield will say the same about facing Leeds United. They are, to varying degrees, the big club up the road.
Well, I'm glad you said that before me, but yes.
They are. Listen, I'm a Halifax lad, Steve. You weren't going to know this, who happens to have come down to South Yorkshire. So they just are.
Yes, that's fair enough. What I do in all these books, and I'm going to have to mention Halifax as well, there's an appendix which lists the top Yorkshire club every season by league position, whichever league they were in, so dating right back to 1892. And the tally as top Yorkshire club is Leeds 38, Wednesday 32, United 20, and then Huddersfield 18. And that's, funnily enough, that Leeds were not in as prominent as that until Don Revie finally got them into the first division in 1964. And from 1964-5, in the 18 seasons, Leeds were the top Yorkshire club in 17 of those seasons. And it was only United with the very good Tony Curry team in 1975 who ever finished above them. So that apart from anything else, has helped establish Leeds as the top Yorkshire club. I was going to mention Halifax because if we go down to the other extreme, I've been unkind enough to do the lowest placed Yorkshire team each season. And you may not be surprised to know that top of that table with 28 seasons as the lowest placed Yorkshire club are Halifax.
Let's rub that in.
By Doncaster and Rotherham in their various forms. But one of the other themes in the books, and I'm afraid, and you might find this a little bit pessimistic, is that in general, and it applies all over the country, there are big clubs and there are small clubs. The big clubs tend to stay as big clubs, even though, like the Blades, they have a season in the fourth division. And the smaller clubs, I'm afraid, and especially since the advent of the Premier League, find it more and more difficult to move up that ladder. And of course, the good thing, as we all know, is that the smaller clubs will have their days in the sunshine and their moments of glory in either the cup or the league. And as a supporter myself, lifelong of Leighton Orient, I'm well aware of the ups and downs, and more of the downs than the ups.
Yeah, exactly. Pessimism and football, it wouldn't be the same without it.
Absolutely, yes.
So, yes, the book then. Is it out there now? Can people buy it?
Yes, it is. It's actually the fattest of the four I've done. It's nearly 400 pages, illustrated as well. Pitch Publishing are the publishers. You can buy it on Amazon if you don't mind buying things on Amazon. But if you go into your local bookshop, as I hope many people still do, you can get them to order it for you as well.
Steve, great to talk to you. Thanks for your time on the programme this evening.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
So that's Steve Tong then, author of Turf Wars, all about football in Yorkshire, part of a series of four for him. He's detailed other parts of the country too. It looks fascinating. History book, as well as cobbling together the stories from here, there and everywhere across the county of Yorkshire. Don't worry, Spyrites, we love talking about you as well, but he wrote the book and it was all about Yorkshire.